säger vi välkomna till ett nytt avsnitt av Source. Och ja, det är klart att vi ska inleda med den bomb som briserade i fredags, Patrik Ragan. Men först så är vi glada över att den danske coach-legendaren Rune Thomsen är tillbaka.
Yeah, thank you and sorry for my absence for a couple of weeks, but now I'm ready, fully recharged.
No, yeah, when you're ready, Rune, we are ready as well.
That's true.
Låt oss prata om...
Låt oss skippa skitsnacket och gå på grejerna direkt.
Ja, exakt. Elefanten i rummet. Det som briserade i fredags kom ner som en blixt från en klar himmel. Mikael Ymer lägger ner karriären, 24 år gammal. Vad gjorde det här beslutet med er? Vi kan börja med dig, Patrik, först.
Ja, alltså jag är ju förvånad att det här beslutet kommer så tidigt efter den här avstängningen, och framförallt lite så här varför det kommer, varför han ens går ut och annonserar det, utan han hade ju kunnat bara tänkt tanken utan att gå ut och säga det. Så min mer förundran är varför går man ut och säger det ens? Jag tror ju dessutom på att han kommer att spela framåt. Varför skulle han kasta bort sin talang och sina möjligheter med att lägga racket på hyllan? Jag tror att han kanske bara... Han vill ha reaktioner, helt enkelt.
Ja, Rune, fortsätt.
Yeah, and he got reactions because it was in Danish media. Big headlights. More headlights with this retirement than with the band.
Really?
Yes.
That's big news.
It is. I think that this way of doing it is also a little bit like, okay, I don't give a shit about this. I don't care. Fuck you all, because that's how he is. I mean, first of all, he said that probably was true, that he hasn't been doing anything wrong. And I think that no matter how he will see it, he will always feel that this is ITF that is after him. They want to, like, get him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes a statement for sure. But I don't know really why... What are the benefits of doing this for him?
I would say media reactions. Exactly. And also because I think as you guys, I'm completely 100% sure he will make a comeback after his... suspension. So let's say he will, after 18, 19, 20 months, he will say, okay, now I'm back on tour, baby, comeback time. Then he will get even bigger reactions.
Plus now with the 18 month, he can probably maybe live a little bit more like a private life without getting asked every third month how he's feeling and what his plans are to when he's coming back.
But he can't practice, right? I mean, the suspension is still a suspension, because I've been getting 20, 30 DMs about, okay, now he can practice like you.
No, there's no tactical influence in this retirement, saying that now I'm an amateur, I can practice again. The suspension is still on the name, so he cannot practice and he cannot be seen or do anything in any sport or tennis arenas.
Yeah,
because that have been, Alex, the main speculation about the reason of retirement. Is that so?
For sure. I mean, I've had even people in my local tennis club coming up to me, you know, random tennis people saying, oh, now Mikael can practice with who he wants. I was like, no, that's not how it works, really. So I don't know where this theory came from, but for sure it has escalated.
But Alex and Patrick, what would you say is like the biggest in Swedish tennis reaction, that he got the suspension or now that he's retiring?
I would say for sure the suspension.
Okay.
What do you think?
I would say so too, because the retirement was just like an effect of the suspension that were the big news. So this about retirement, the main media did write some things about it, but not that much. I don't know if the speculations from journalists have been that that this is not the truth. He is gonna come back. He's gonna, but I don't know. I think people don't know, but I agree, Alex. The main thing was for sure the first news in July about the suspension.
Yeah, and I've read like some articles and so yeah, some articles from big journalists in Sweden, and they are quite sure that he will not make a comeback, which I think is completely wrong.
Yeah.
And they say also, oh, yeah, we did expect this because what else should he do when he's off for 18 months, etc.
I mean,
but we also have to add that there are no tennis journalists in Sweden that specialize in tennis. So
that's true. Of
they
course.
Actually don't know anything. So that's for sure, because we have not had any journalists since Jonas Arnesen that are specialized in our sport. So
we only have one, that is Jakob Johannesson on Expressen, the star reporter.
Yeah, but all the other guys, they are, I mean, this is just like they cover a lot of sports and they don't know anything about tennis. It's sad to say, but that's the truth.
But I mean, in a couple of months we will know if I think we will know if Mikael will make a comeback or not, because rumors will, I mean, we will get like pictures and videos of him practice somewhere in Sweden or somewhere else. So I mean, I think we can know in a couple of months if this is really
but
true.
Even with the suspension, it's 18 months. I don't think he will, if he has planned to return when the suspension is over, I think he will not start practicing until, let's say, beginning or middle of next year.
You think so?
Yeah, because Rune, we have had examples with Nicolas Jarry, Daniel Evans.
Yes.
I'm mentioning those names because they have great careers at the moment on their like all-time high rankings. So you don't have to practice to come back and being very good. I mean, rumors said that Danny Evans, he was in Ibiza for a couple of months at partying.
True.
So, I mean, after 18 months, and if he will start over again, he has great possibilities to come back.
It is true, because these guys, they have practiced so much from early age, so they have the hours in the legs. You can also see Kyrgios, he doesn't need to practice so much, and he can still go Wimbledon final if he's fit and healthy. I think it's true that this is and as also as you say, I mean, the other angle is that what do you practice for? How do you get, I mean, motivated? It's about the matches. So if you practice for nothing for too long, you probably also drain yourself mentally.
But can this also be positive for the body to rest for a long time and maybe make his career longer than he would have if he didn't get this ban?
For sure.
That might be as well. We have seen it with other players that been away for a while. When they come back, they're still playing very good and always saying that the rest, you have to rest because the tennis season never rests.
No, it's true. I mean, I think the only thing with Miki is not about his flair and his level. It's whether he wants to start from zero again and grind up, how his motivation is for that to go to Sharm el-Sheikh and play a 15.
Yeah,
but we all are quite sure that he will make his comeback. But let's say he will fool all of us and not make a comeback. That would be a huge blow for Swedish tennis. I mean, that would be darkness for real.
Yeah, it would. maybe not on the women's side, but on the men's side, for sure.
Sure,
it would be. Yeah.
So let's, for everyone's sake, hope that.
I agree with Rune. It is not a blow for the women's side if he Mike doesn't come back. No, just kidding.
But Swedish tennis in general, for sure.
Yeah, of course, it's a big, big blow. It's a huge talent, of course, Big Mike, and then he's helped us
also.
in the Davis Cup and everything, and yeah.
Yeah, and Dragos, I mean, I wrote on my Instagram story that we had how do you say upgifter in English? Sources,
yeah, that we
we can
get.
say. Sources
Yes,
that
yeah.
there is a suspension coming in, but we haven't heard anything in a couple of weeks, so we just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, that is strange as well, and this thing happening with the two of our best players at the same time, it's really strange.
Yeah, that's a huge blow. But yeah, we'll just wait and see. Should we proceed to Malmö and summarize the 25k event?
Good idea.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And as always with Swedish tournaments, Patrik Ragen will be the first one to give a betyg, as we say in Swedish, for the week.
Yeah, I would say with how should I say this? I would say like this. I'm positive about the tournament. It's so good that we have this tournament in Sweden, and we did see this time with, for example, Jacqueline Kabayeva, that I have to lift her up here, because she made her second semifinal of the year in Malmö. She played better than maybe we expect her to play. She was seventh seed. She beat the second seed Maligina in the quarterfinals, and for the second time in her career, made 18 points in a tournament. I think that's her personal best is around 18. So that's
and also
positive.
Final in doubles, Patrick.
Yeah, exactly, and also the final in doubles. So I would say it's a perfect tournament from her. She also played good in the semifinal. She had a three setter against this Turkish girl Aksu. She was close there, but close but no cigar. Well played. So a big big hug to Jacqueline, and also yeah. Bella Bergqvist showed again on home soil, playing very well. Did win her first round. Lost actually to the top seed. So yeah,
I would say the most interesting about this tournament, because I agree that if you only look on the results in this, Jacqueline should be mentioned. But I think it's very interesting to see that the two main players that this tournament is for, maybe ranking wise, is not participating. I think that is actually quite interesting that neither Kajsa 1 or Kajsa 2 is playing.
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is for that, because the one of the Kajsas is, I think she's living in Malmö, isn't she? She's playing for Fair Play.
No, she...
No, she's playing Ustel.
Yeah, she's
in
Ustel. Yeah.
But I think that Hinnemann was on the accepted list until maybe the last day or two. So maybe she got sick or something, so she could not play.
Yeah, because she's playing the coming week in
exactly.
Italy. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So and of course, sickness you can never really... know about, so that is always an issue. But of course, it's a shame when Malmö is putting money in this and spending time and resources on this. It's a shame that the players from the country is not using it more, because it's so rare that we have any tournaments above 15 level on Swedish or Danish or Norwegian soil.
Yeah, because it's for these type of players that with that ranking that these tournaments are for, and also we have heard this Alex for many years, like since I remember, that we have to have more tournaments on home soil for our Swedish players, and they need it because they don't have to travel, it's cheaper, blah blah blah, and then we have the tournaments and they're not playing them.
No. And it was, I mean, also this was a good opportunity, because for 25 for women's, it was not super, super stacked. So I think that for everybody, it would have been a win-win for winning, a lot to playing on. Sorry.
Yeah, so hopefully then, or hopefully, I think injuries may be the or sickness is the only
Yeah.
reason not to play these tournaments.
Yes.
I mean, also talent like Neri Tarabba-Valberg didn't play. Maybe there was something there as well, because she didn't play anywhere else, as I can see. So,
No, but I mean, she's probably now, I don't, with her coaches deciding whether to go to US Open or to not, or not, she's like 10 hours out for quali.
oh, okay.
Ah,
That's
so you think
breaking
that's the
news.
reason? Yeah.
But again, it
Yeah.
should not affect whether she plays on clay in Malmö last week or not.
No, not really. Not really. But that's a very good news from Rune Thompson.
It's breaking news in the pod. That's
Yeah.
always some breaking news up here.
Yeah. What was your betyg for the Swedish? I don't know if you gave a betyg for this week, Patrick.
Well, I would say that
Score.
the only why I should grade this tournament up for Swedish, I would say that basically only Jacqueline did better than expected. So no other player did something special. They did
Yeah.
maybe what according to their ranking.
Yeah,
So
I mean Lisa
it's
Sarr
a
also final. I guess that's also good for her in doubles, but
yeah, of
I
course,
think
yeah.
it's a little weird that Lisa hasn't been playing anything more after her college career ended in June.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she lost in the qualis today in the 60,000 in Prague, in the first round of qualifications. So
But
yeah.
maybe it's also I mean, I don't know, but maybe it's also a little aggressive to only play like 25 plus tournaments for Lisa. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's good that she may like she make those tries to do it, but of course maybe she should not lose to a 600 something ranked player then if I mean that's not maybe the best draw in a quali, but still in the 60,000 events you get
It's a good
these
draw, yes. If you're
yeah.
not seeded, I think it is a good draw, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we
Philip
proceed to the US Open?
Bergevi did better in Prague then. We
Yes,
can also
he
add
did,
when
yes. Philip.
while being in Prague.
It's so
Philip
good for
Bergevi.
him, and of course it was only a 50 challenger, but now it feels like he has been founding his partner with Mick Wilder from Holland, and I think it's very good for him now. He hopefully can build his game, most importantly, but also his ranking with this fixed partner.
Yeah, they seem to be a happy couple actually, found each
Yes.
other, and that I think it's what Philip really needed, and I mean together they've been playing, I would say really well. I think it's they have 106 points together just
Yes.
this month they've been playing, so
Yes.
that's quite good.
Exactly. I think many tennis lovers was maybe not scared, but interesting to hear if Ricard Ross would be Philip's new partner after they paired up in Ystad, but that was just for one time.
Yeah.
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 Okay, now we can
Yeah.
proceed to US Open.
Ah, or
Let's
we
go.
US Open. I'm so much looking forward to US Open. This is, yeah, of course, we always look forward to into those
Is it
Grand
the
Slams.
best Grand Slam? Because I think you have been to all of them, Patrik Graghe, right? You've been to all of them.
It's so difficult to say because wherever you are, it's always the best. Alex, when we were in Australia, it's the best because it's winter time in Sweden. It's
Yes.
the start of the year. Everybody pumped up. When you're near
Yes.
US Open, it's the American way of living and this party feeling.
Yeah.
When we are at Wimbledon, it's classic ground. It's
It's grass.
I mean, good matches as well. So wherever you go to, it's always the best.
But
But then I
maybe,
can say
yeah,
for
maybe,
me
yeah.
personally, and ha has nothing to do with the surface, but it's more about the time. For me, Australian Open is the best because
Yeah.
it's, as you say, it's dark.
I would say the
tennis
same.
is just started, and like there, it's summer, and people are going crazy, and the
Yeah.
Australian people, they love sports so much. So for me, it's the best. But of course, I like all four of them. But this is a little bit above. But I think for organization and for facilities, I think U.S. Open is actually the best because yeah. They have the best infrastructure on the stadium and for sure also the best DM and hospitality for the players.
But as a
Yeah.
fan, I would say, okay, I haven't been to US Open. It's the only one left. But as a fan, for sure, Australian Open has to be the best because you can be in the city and then just take a 10-minute walk and then, wow, you're at the arenas watching tennis.
Yes,
Yeah.
And another 10 minutes walk and you are at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Alex, if somebody asked you that for the rest of your life, you can all only visit one Grand Slam tournament for every year for free for 2 weeks,
yeah,
which one would you have
Australian
choose?
Open for sure. You
Those,
have the tennis, you have
yeah,
the city.
and that's the same for me.
Okay.
But Alex, 2024, you have to go to US Open so you get the check mark of being for all slams.
Actually, I can't do that. It's a quite tricky because the school has just started now.
He's a teacher. He cannot.
But I have. I mean, I can take some days off if I.
Yeah, in Sweden, you say
I
that you work
that.
From home. People
Alex,
say in Sweden.
Alex,
people say they work from home.
If you say
go,
go
to watch tennis.
We go together.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
And then we ask Rune to give us accreditation.
Oh,
yeah.
King Rune. Speaking about Rune, is Lars gone now? I don't see.
No,
him
she's anymore. Coaching Clara, and he's coaching Clara for this US Open.
That's breaking news.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's already in Danish media.
That's breaking news for us. Okay, so he's not with Rune. That's like confirmed, totally.
No,
like...
I think he's not fired, so he can come in again if they need it. But for this trip and maybe also for the rest of the year, it's Patrick, Mike, and Lapo that is in charge.
I mean, I'm already tired of Muratoglu playing mini tennis with Rune, seeing those videos.
Yes.
From Muratoglu.
Yes.
Is Holger happy playing on court 5?
No, he's not happy.
That's even worse than playing on court 1 in Stockholm Open.
Exactly. I was just about to mention it. I was just about to mention it.
Yeah. He got the worst court.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's have some Nordic focus on the US Open and maybe we can start with Swiatek, Rebecca Peterson.
Yes.
For sure this will be a I wouldn't say bagel, but Peterson will have to count the games here for sure.
Yeah, and also, Rebecca is under a little bit of pressure now to stay in for Australian Open because she has a lot of points to defend here in the fall after US Open.
Yeah, actually, they've met twice, and Rebecca she has won 6 games. In total, in these 2 matches, so I would say, as you said, Alex, I think she will count games here against Iga, even if Iga has not played as well as maybe she would expect to play with the 2 semifinals in those what they call it in the Premier 5 tournament, the WTA,
yes.
the 1000 tournament. Yeah, so 2 semifinals. She lost to Pegula and Coco Gauff. So, but still, does not mean that Rebecca will succeed too much. Iga is still the world number one and does not lose in the first round in Grand Slams.
No, no. That will not happen.
I think it's positive to see again Miriam Björklund going through the quali. She is like the quali queen of Grand Slams. Every time she's in a quali and every time she makes main draw. Quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. And also how good she played in the qualis. She has not even been close to lose a set in her 3 matches.
No. But actually, now I have to take it back. I can see she didn't pass any qualies in slams this year, so it was first time. But it was
No.
it was probably in 2022 I was excited about.
Yeah,
She has
2 of 4
qualified to.
actually last year.
Sorry?
Yes.
2 of 4 last year, I think.
Yes,
Oh, yeah.
exactly.
Has she qualified to every slam now?
No.
Not Roland Garros, huh?
Not Roland Garros.
And not Roland Garros and also Australian Open, I think.
Yeah, Australian Open, she did
Yeah,
qualify last year, didn't she?
No. She lost last round of
To Polinets,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. To Polinets. Yes, correct.
Then she qualified for Paris and London then.
Exactly. And now
Oh,
US
okay.
Open. And now US
Yeah.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a machine. And I mean, Mertens has only won 2 matches since
Yes.
Roland Garros.
And Björklund won last time.
Yeah. Yeah, on clay, huh? In South America, I think. I remember.
Yes. Yeah,
Finals of
Bogota.
tiebreak.
Yes.
Wow.
So good draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's a very good draw if you have to draw a seeded player.
For sure. For sure. Rune shouldn't have any problems with Carbajes Baena on
No.
court 5.
No.
And Clara Tauson against Potapova.
Potapova.
That's a
Yeah.
tough one.
It's a not tough draw, yes.
Queen Clara Tauson.
And then Wozniacki against the Russian Pozorova from quali.
I even forgot about Wozniacki. Patrick, will you see that match? Because you are like the biggest Wozniacki
Yeah, I think it's so great for women's tennis to see Caroline again playing tennis, and she's a big star, and I think it's lovely to see. She has had her family life, and now she's keen on playing, and yeah, I would love to see that match, and I will do that for sure. I have Eurosport Player, and they are so good. You can choose all courts.
Yes, but
You
in the
can.
quali, there were some matches that was not recorded.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
But for sure, in the main draw, it will be all fine.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
have a
So.
tennis channel, so I will, of course, have that on every minute here at home.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know so much actually against her opponent Prozorova. I know that's a
No.
young player. I think she's 19,
Yes.
and she has not won in WTA main draws. I think
Oh.
she, maybe once. So of course this is a good draw for Karolina
Very
to
good.
get in this tournament and then play Petra Kvitova in the second round if she wins
Yes.
the first. So hopefully that, and Kvitova has not played that good since Wimbledon either.
No.
It's better on grass.
Yes. And then we have the Norwegian and the Finnish contender in the men's also. Maybe we should
Yeah.
mention that Casper Ruud is playing against quali Emilio Nava, and Emil Orosovoy is playing Andrei Rublev.
Don't
Yeah, Emil
forget
beat him the
Uttu.
other tournament
Yeah.
here.
Don't forget Otto Virtanen, who qualified as well.
Otto is also there. That's true.
Play
That's true.
Thomas Martin Echeverri, the guy with the big kick serve.
Yes,
Yeah, but that's a good
yes.
draw, and I think in US Open to play Echeverri. Has he even
Yes.
won? He has not won any match on hard courts
No.
after the clay season.
Nope. It's a
Nope.
good draw. It is a good
Yeah,
draw.
Finnish tennis is alive.
Yeah,
Very much.
for sure.
Very much.
For sure.
And then
Yeah, we have to.
in doubles we also have André, of course, that is playing with Barrientos this time, and Ulrike Aigeri that is playing with I actually don't know because I cannot see the women's list, so yeah. But she's for sure in the main draw in doubles.
How much do we look forward an Alcaraz Djokovic final after the Cincinnati battle?
Yeah, I think it's very given that that they are the two strongest players on the male side, and
For
I think
sure.
that it will be a big surprise if any of them will break down before the final.
Yeah, because yeah, Alcaraz can play Sinner, and Sinner has had good matches against Alcaraz, so I think
That's
he can
true.
be the biggest threat. But I think Djokovic is very happy not to have Medvedev on his side of the draw,
Yes.
and Holger got this number four seed position that everyone would like to have, not to play the top three before the semifinals.
True.
And I mean, on the women's side, it's very open as well. With Iga has not played that well before before those tournaments. Sabalenka has not. Rybakina has not. So it's very
But
open, I would say.
so it's between these three, and then maybe also Corey Goff can finally make a push to make a deep Grand Slam run.
Yeah, it's now is the time for sure for Coco Gauff.
Yeah, it's so crazy with Goff. I mean, you feel that she's been on the tour forever,
yeah,
and she's only 19.
Yeah, that's a
yeah, that's true. That's
amazing.
true.
That's amazing, really. But
yeah, it's happy to see American tennis is really alive on both the women and the men's side, right
exactly.
now.
Yeah.
Except that they don't have the top guys. They have a lot in the sub top.
Yeah,
like the French guys usually. Always, everyone are somewhere in the middle. Actually, they have two top 10 players, though, but maybe not after the US Open. TFO, a lot of points to defend.
Yes. And Isner is retiring also, we have to
also
mention.
Jack Sock, I saw today.
Retired also.
Yeah, he's going to play pickleball.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two legendary players from US retiring.
Yes.
They can always come back, as Kevin Anderson, for example, did to play some qualies here.
Yes, that's true.
Next guy to retire should be Fernando Verdasco, maybe.
I think there's a lot of guys in that level and age that could retire.
Yeah, true.
But the problem is, it's so of course the money, but it's also so difficult for them to actually drop out of the top ranking, because they get so many points secured. Because if you play the Masters, all the nine Masters events, and you play main draw in the Slams, you already have 130 points without touching a ball.
Yeah, we will see Attila Balázs from Hungary.
Yes, exactly. Probably the guy with the lowest level for a main draw or a slam.
Yeah, and he got Medvedev in the first round.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Alex, what do you think about the next gen finals moving to Jeddah in the Saudis?
Jag tar det på svenska så att jag är extra tydlig då. Det är en skandal, kan vi säga. En fet skandal att ATP-touren nu har sålt ut sin själ för pengar till ett riktigt jäkla pittigt land, ursäkta språket, men det är ett land som mördar journalister som har någonting dåligt att säga om regimen, som kvinnor har inga rättigheter, jada jada jada. Det finns hur mycket som helst, och det är otroligt tråkigt att Saudiarabien, som kör en slags sportwashing nu, köper upp allt inom sport, nu också har tagit sig in i tennisen. Det är fruktansvärt dåligt bara.
Ja, alltså jag kan inte säga det bättre själv. Jag håller helt med. Det finns ingen kultur för någonting där vad gäller för sporten, utöver
Nej.
alla de hemskheter som händer där utöver det. Så jag tycker också att det är en skandal. Jag hade hoppats på att ATP-touren inte går så långt så att det blir så här. Men man har sålt bort sig totalt här, och det enda som kan bli är att spelarna i så fall bojkottar, vilket de inte kommer på grund av att de kommer bli köpta med stora pengapåsar.
Och det går ju rykten om att WTA Finals också mycket väl kan hamna i Saudi, och det vore ju för jävligt.
Ja, WTA Finals är ju en otrolig möjlighet att lägga i Prag nu när tjeckisk damtennis är på sitt max. Det är så
Verkligen.
Mycket tjeckiska spelare, det är så mycket tenniskultur i Tjeckien, Det är ett land som har haft Laver Cup med utsålda hus, alltid bra atmosfär. Davis Cup-matcherna har ju varit fantastiska som Tjeckien har spelat där. Så
Ja.
är det någon rättvisa som ska fram, då ska VTA-finalen hamna i Prag. Allt
Det
annat är
får
en
vi verkligen hoppas
skandal.
på.
But it's big business and it's money that counts.
Yeah,
Yeah, of course.
obviously it is. Men jag tycker att man ska kapitalisera på till exempel i Tjeckiens fall med damtennisen som är otroligt het där, att faktiskt använda det till att lägga till exempel finalen i Prag. Och även på samma sätt som man kapitaliserade på herrtennisen, att det är väldigt många heta italienare som är på väg upp, och man har haft den tävlingen i Italien senaste åren. Så att, ja, jag tycker tennisen ska jobba mer på det sättet.
Går ju rykten också om att, heter det Nations Cup? United Cup heter det väl?
Laver Cup.
Nej, den som
No,
hon
no.
körde i
Tänker den
Australien,
ska vara
förlåt.
ATP. ATP United
ATP!
Cup. Ja,
United Cup.
ja,
Går ju rykten
yes.
om att den också kan hamna i Saudi.
Ja, det vore skandal. Ännu mer skandal. Ja, men då ändrar de ju vecka på den, men det där är, ja, vad ska man säga, ska allt hamna där eller?
US
Nej, men det,
Open
jag
2027
vet.
hamnar i Saudi.
Du, jag har hört att den Newport-licensen är väldigt hotad av att hamna i Saudi.
Nej, seriöst.
Det är en klassisk grästävling som har funnits i alla år.
Ja, Hall
Den
of Fame,
är,
Newport Open, eller vad den heter.
ja, den är mycket hotad att hamna i
Seriöst?
Mellanöstern. Japp,
Nej, fy fan.
tyvärr.
We're all gonna end up in Saudi. Jesus.
Ja, tyvärr.
I guess it's tough to say no to 10 times more money as all the footballers get now in the obscure Saudi league.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But it's not a good, it's not a good way for any sport. Golf also in trouble, and yeah,
Yeah.
football now and tennis will be the next because they are buying in on all the major sports events. So of course it is like this. So yeah, there has to come up with some more regulations where they cannot just buy events.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the Cincinnati tournament is in danger as well. Is that true?
I think that the license for the Masters is so long, the contracts are so long, so I think it's gonna be not in this decade or this yeah.
All right.
I think that I mean, because now I know how much Denmark has been fighting to get an ATP event because of Holger. And of course there we don't talk about masters, but even on the lower level, 250 and 500, it's very tough because there is no more license, so you have to buy from a tournament that already has a license. And of course everything is for sale, but then if you give up your license, it's like you it will be so tough to get back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just yeah we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's maybe the veckans mest obskyra. Saudi. Tennisen tar sig in i Saudi, Patrik Veckans
Ja, det kan jag hålla med om
mest
faktiskt. Det är ungefär det som har hänt. Det är mer uppskyrt än att Baez vinner en ATP-tävling på hardcourt, helt klart. Och vinner två
obskyra.
tävlingar i rad på två olika underlag som han spelar. Så att, absolut, det håller jag med om.
Nej, bra, bra. Säger vi så för den här veckan, eller?
Ja, det gör vi. Nu är vi så pumped up för US Open så att vi, ja, vi säger så.
Tycker
We
vi
make a
kanske.
new US Open edition next weekend, after the
Yeah,
first
next
week.
weekend we can summarize the
Yes.
first week, of course.
Kom och tänka
Vad?
på. Ja, du måste dra det innan vi avslutar det här. Kom och tänka på när du var, jag vet inte om jag dragit det förut, när du var i US Open och såg Kyrgios Bouchard spela mixed. Och
Alltså,
du hamnade i tidningen.
drunken heckler stod det. Det var inte schysst. Alltså det var en otroligt, otroligt hypad mix dubbelmatch. Det är otroligt kul att se spelare som är väldigt stora på dam och här sidan spela ihop. Och i mixed just Bouchard och Kyrgios var ju ett jävligt snyggt par på en bana.
Verkligen.
Det var bana 18 där med riktigt fina läktare såklart. Utsåld bana och det var väldigt flörtig stämning från Bouchard och Kyrgios, vilket gjorde att det var lite sköna busvisslingar och kärleksrop till dem. Och nej, det var riktigt kul faktiskt, var det.
Och du var denna drunken heckler, med andra ord.
Ja, det var ju
som det stod i tidningen.
Det. Ja, fast tidningarna trodde att jag var packad bara för att jag skrek mycket. Jag gör ju det även när jag är nykter, men försöker liva upp stämningen, så kan man väl sammanfatta det som. Så det är otroligt kul när det är såna här mixed dubbelpar. Det är det enda som kan få en att titta på mixed. Det är samma sak när Björkman spelade med Kournikova. Jag skulle vilja se Miriam spela med Dennis i någon Grand Slam. Det skulle lyfta. Jag tror att det skulle skrivas om det till och med i Sverige om Mimmi och Dennis
det
körde.
Det tror jag garanterat.
Precis som Tsitsipas och Badosa skulle göra i Wimbledon. De kommer aldrig till start. Badosa är ju borta resten av året på grund av skada. Men lite mer just såna här sköna mixed par med singelspelare.
Ja, det får bli de slutgiltiga orden för det här avsnittet, Patrik Graga.
Precis, mer snygga mixed par.
I Nike-outfits gärna, säger du.
Helst, ja, då är det ju riktiga proffs. Carlos Alcaraz och nu ska jag hitta en damspelare i Nike, som är Paula Badosa är den jag kommer på. Sabalenka, Alcaraz och Sabalenka.
Ja, hon har fått en egen outfit, sidospår i US Open, läste jag, såg jag.
Sabba, hon är stor.
Egen outfit som Roger Federer när det begav sig. Du, tack Ragan. Tack Rune Thompson. Vi är tillbaka nästa vecka igen, eller hur?
Ja,
vi
är.
Klart vi är.
Vi hörs.
Eller Rune, vi är tillbaka om en vecka.
Outtale. Deal.
Ja, bra.
Det är bra.
Tack för att
vi hörs.
Lyssnade.
Ciao, ja, hej, hej. Boxaren som boxar en lur, kall ringa på butik och spela Juve en tjur. Även flash arabar, kör upp med feta fälgar. Grannskapet stannar upp och kollar på hans länkar. Här nu men, kanske borta nästa sekund. För det som går upp kommer ner, kompis allt går runt. Kom på del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Och känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron. Vi går mot vår framgång, ibland soft, ibland kras. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap. Kom på del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron. Rik på mot och framgång, ibland soft, ibland kras. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap. Jag hör fett med grejer från mitt fönster när det står på glänt. Och folk utanför pratar om allt som hänt. Allt ifrån det som har just gått ner till det som hände igår och det som kommer att ske. Är ett pitbull skall, ett bilalarm, ett spädbarnskrig på sin mammas famn. En polisiren, en trimmad vespa, ett par som tjafsar på bryter svenska. En galen freestyle på en farlig beatbox. Ljudet av någon som käkar fett med beatbox. Guzzar som skriker, det här är det fetaste. När radio spelar något utav Haiwans senaste. En snubbe skriker skynda, en annan skriker jalla. En kvinna ber till Gud och en annan ber till alla. En unge ropar gällan, en annan ropar kom. Det är såna ljud vi hör utanför vår balkon. Kom ta del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Och känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron. Vi får mot vår framgång, ibland soft, ibland klas. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap. Kom ta del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Och känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron. Vi får mot vår framgång, ibland soft, ibland klas. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap. Jag känner fett med saker när jag står vid mitt fönster. Dag in dag ut, följer alltid samma mönster. Aina sisspana, och de diskriminerar. Fast den man är, lugn kan man bli trakasserad. Så jag har hat för Aina, jag har hat för farbror blå. Hat för de behandlar folk, och för hatet som de sår. Hat för pengarna, för att de styr allt runt omkring. Hat för att vissa har allt och andra ingenting. Men jag älskar min ort och jag älskar min port. Även om den gjort att vissa växer upp allt för fort. Älskar atmosfären,
ljuden och lukterna.
Olika karaktär
från nykteristerna till suttarna.
Jag hör, ser, känner och älskar varenda bit. Ingen miljonär men tycker mitt liv var drit.
Rik på mod och framgång, ibland soft, ibland knas. Men jag älskar ändå mitt liv i mitt grannskap. Kom ta del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Och känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron.
Rik på mod och framgång, ibland soft, ibland knas. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap.
Kom ta del av vår värld, kom se med våra ögon. Och känn det som vi känner och hör med våra öron.
Rik på mod och framgång, ibland soft, ibland knas. Men vi älskar ändå vårt liv i våra grannskap.